It's lovely to see you all. My name's Jake, as Johnny said, and I hope after this brief chat from me, you'll have one more reason to praise the God we've just been worshipping. So this is just my life, really, and how God's worked through it and in me, innit? I grew up in Surrey, but in a rather nice part of Surrey than Croydon, no offence, Croydon. But I was brought up in a white middle-class family, surrounded with a loving family. They paid for me to go to private school. In other words, from the perspective of the world, I had basically everything anyone could want. On top of that, my parents took me to church every Sunday, and I thought I was a pretty good kid. And I went through my early teens, my childhood, basically thinking that to be a Christian meant to be a polite, nice boy, to help little old ladies cross the street, to respect my parents, to not get drunk at parties, and to not kiss random girls. And I didn't do any of those things. And so I thought, Jake's a good kid, therefore Jake's a Christian. So although I would have said I believed in God, and although I would have said I was a Christian, I definitely didn't know God. I didn't love him. I hadn't placed my trust in him at all. And very kindly, when I was 16 or 17, God opened my eyes and changed, blew me out of the waters as to what I thought or knew of him. So the way this worked was another friend of mine invited a girl of his that he knew to church, and she wasn't a Christian, but I thought she was absolutely stunning, and so I asked her out. And the weekend after that, my church went away on a weekend away and said, as a Christian, it's not a great idea to go out with people that don't know and love Jesus as well. And if you see pictures of me from this weekend away, I literally look like the world's ended. I'm like seriously grumpy. Because for the first time in my life, the way I wanted to live was very clearly different to how God wanted me to live. And I chose to ignore the advice of my church. I kept on going out with this girl. And sure enough, the relationship got very messy, as they said it was going to. But God really used that. And I remember one evening after kind of ignoring God, I had what was only really the most vivid dream of my life, of Jesus Christ on the cross. And I saw myself pick up the nails and nail them into Jesus' hands. And I hadn't read Luther at that point, but Luther summed this up very well when he said, it is as if we carry the very nails of Christ in our pockets. It's as if we carry the very nails of Christ in our pockets. And I saw at that moment that Jesus had come to this world not because I was a good kid, but precisely the opposite, because I was a broken, sinful person who had actually ignored God. And so at that moment, I realized that Christ had come to this world to die for me. And from that moment, I realized that he loved me far more than I deserved or had ever possibly imagined. And so at that moment, really, I kind of put my trust in him and came to know him for myself rather than just knowing about him. And since then, my life's definitely not been easy. It's been lots of ups and downs. For those of you who know me well, you'll know this year I've been battling with depression and lots of things. Lots of great things, too. I'm due to be married to Emily this summer, which I'm very, very thankful for as a gift from God. But through all of this, God has time and time again proved to me that he loves me and protects me and guides me, not because of who I am or what I've done, but because of his amazing, immense love for me, for which I'm immensely thankful. I'd just like to close by reading you a couple of verses that kind of sum this up. So this is from Psalm 73. I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast towards you. That's the psalmist speaking to God. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterwards you will receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. So behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. Thanks.
But God shows his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Heavenly Father, praise you for your great love to Jake. Praise you for bringing him to that realization as a young man that he was a sinner, and therefore making him know of your great love for him. Pray, Lord, that you continue to work in him. Thank you for holding him and guiding him, and that one day you receive him into glory. Pray that you'd continue to shape him to be a man of the Lord. Help him to be a godly husband to Emily in the months ahead. And we commit them both to you. In Jesus' name, amen.